In Butte, Montana, a self-described Nazi is running for state legislature. Sean Stewart is a college student who served two tours of duty as a Marine in Iraq. He has filed to run for office as a Republican, much to the surprise of the Republican Party. Montana Public Radio's Hope Stockwell visited Butte and prepared this report.
The historic mining town of Butte in southwest Montana has been the state's biggest melting pot since immigrants first mined its gold, silver, and copper in the 1800s. Irish, Chinese, Italians, and countless others came seeking the best industrial wage offered at the time, $3.50 a day. But their coexistence could be rocky, says Ellen Crane, director of Butte's public archives.
Things that were going on in motherlands of immigrant people often were reflected locally. The Serbian and Croatian people oftentimes were at conflict. I think as time went on and people married, people of other ethnic backgrounds, those lines have blurred. I think now we are a lot more tolerant of people's differences in our community.
Crane sits at a green formica top table in Butte's old firehouse. Tomes of mining and labor records sit heavy on the wall's wooden shelves. Crane says the values that Sean Stewart embraces go against the peace that Butte's disparate residents have built. But during lunch at Perkins Restaurant, it's clear celebrating cooperative diversity isn't what Stewart is about.
I want Montanans to know is that I am for the white working man and the white working woman. No one else is looking after white rights. I want to make sure that I am out there for those rights solely. They may not agree with my politics, they may not agree with my religion, but that's my right to run.
Stewart is of German-Scottish descent, tall, blonde-haired, and blue-eyed. Dressed in a red polo shirt and black slacks, the 24-year-old college student vows not to drop out of the race. His comments draw looks from other restaurant customers. The couple behind him asks to be reseated.
If you had to label me down, it was like I'm an extremist conservative. But the only reason I went to the Republican Party is because I know that the third-party system doesn't work. Some of my views are with the Republican Party, not all of them, of course. I mean, anti-gay, pro-gun, I should say anti-abortion.
Stewart also supports more education benefits for his fellow veterans, and he wants to expand Montana's logging industry. He says he discussed these views with Republicans while considering his candidacy over the last 5 months. But the local Republican Party says Stewart never revealed his ties to the National Socialist Movement, which bills itself as America's Nazi organization. That was first reported by a local newspaper last weekend. Chuck Deneau is executive director of the Montana Republicans.
We don't do any sort of vetting of candidates. There's no litmus test for anybody to run. We really trust people to use the honor system in that if they're going to file as a Republican, we trust them to be Republicans. It's not a question you think to ask people when they file for office. Are you a Nazi? But I think this is an important lesson to make sure that we know a little bit more about people, who they are when they are filing for office.
Deneau says the Republican Party will actively campaign against Stewart, even though it means putting a Democrat in office. It's a strange circumstance in a state where Republicans are trying to regain control of the legislature they lost in 2004. But Butte is a Democratic stronghold anyhow, due to its long relationship with unions at the mines. That's one of the biggest reasons there isn't another Republican already in the running. So Deneau doesn't think Stewart stands a chance. But with only 5,600 voters in Stewart's district, he says he won't need a lot of resources to get out his message and sway voters his direction. For NPR News, I'm Hope Stockwell.